My name is Gene Shue. I'm an ABC. That's American-born Chinese.
If you're Chinese, you grew up with a completely different experience.
At the intersection between America and China, I'm concerned about the lack of cultural awareness on both sides.
In America, there's a term called sportsmanship, which means we're taught that we want to be good sports, and that means it doesn't matter if you win or lose, it's how you play the game.
But I'm still optimistic about the future for my unborn son. Generational ABC podcasts are my conversations with my unborn son, one ABC to another, and my attempt to explain our world in context in order for him to make better sense of his world, which will be nothing like the world we live in today.
It's actually pretty disgraceful, and I can only imagine people in other countries looking at the behavior of these Americans and thinking, wow, these people are very, very kind of uncivilized. Good morning, little buddy. Day five consecutive that I've had a conversation with you for this podcast that I'm putting together. And as you can see, I just finished working out. It's very early in the morning. And one of the things that I want to try to do is, you know, get more fit. So when you're growing up, I'm going to still be healthy enough to do all the things that fathers and sons should do together. And one of those things is sports, because growing up in America, sports is a big part of our lives. So I'm going to talk about sports today. So first, when I grew up, my father or your grandfather, one of the things that he did that gave me a lot of advantages and shaped who I am is he took me to participate in sports from very early. So starting off with Little League Baseball at age six, playing soccer, playing basketball, eventually even trying American football. So I grew up playing a lot of sports. So all of the people from mainland China, or even from Asia for that matter, who are roughly my age, they didn't grow up in that environment. And so what it means is that depending on what age you are, if you're Chinese, you grew up with a completely different experience, and especially how China has opened up in the past 30 years. More and more younger people have access to sports. But culturally, China is still very, very different than the United States. And one of the things that I've noticed in my 20 years of traveling to and from China and doing business in China, it's not only that I'm better at sports, but it's that, here in America, there's a term called sportsmanship, which means we're taught that we want to be good sports, and that means it doesn't matter if you win or lose, it's how you play the game. And that doesn't mean that all Americans are good sports. In fact, many Americans are terrible sports, and that's why we had to teach sportsmanship. I mean, just in the news, and of course, this is not going to be news when you're old enough to listen to this or understand this, but today in the news, or yesterday in the news, there was a Little League Baseball game, 7-year-olds, in which the umpire was a 13-year-old. And of course, the parents are all in the stands and they're watching the game, and the parents disagreed with the call of balls and strikes, and it ended up being a brawl, which means that the parents arguing with each other ended up fighting each other. So it's actually pretty disgraceful, and I can only imagine people in other countries looking at the behavior of these Americans and thinking, wow, these people are very, very kind of uncivilized. And from that regard, it's partially true, because why would you fight over your children playing sports? You should be teaching them sportsmanship. But also, it shows how passionate Americans can be about sports in general. So that's a big contrast between the Americans that I know today and most of the Chinese that I know today, where they didn't grow up in an environment where sportsmanship was important or taught, which is basically team sports. And that will lead to a perception, and it's not really a perception, it's just the way that they were raised, is because they were raised in a system where you really had to try to rise to the top based on how well you did in school or what guanxi relationships you have. There was really nothing in the culture about being a good sport. And how that is translated to anybody in today's era that's, I would say, over 30 or 35 years old, is that they have a different mentality and a different concept of what teamwork and sacrifice and serving others and delivering value to others. They have a different concept of what that actually means. So what we don't want to do as Americans is we don't want to judge that. I mean, relatively speaking, many would think that they are selfish, and by the definition of selfish, they would be selfish. But our job is to really recognize that because they were raised in a completely different environment, we can't judge their behavior and how they are fighting and competing to kind of create advantages for themselves, because we all have selfish instincts and we all want to do things for ourselves. And I think that's just a really, really interesting difference. And what's going to be interesting is how that trend is changing. So at the current moment in time, I would say China's probably trending upward, because more and more Chinese people have access to play sports now. Basketball is now a global sport. And since Yao Ming came to the Houston Rockets in, I think, the early 2000s, you know, China has embraced basketball. But other American sports like baseball and American football, that's not so much embraced in China. But soccer, or the Europeans call it football, is more of a global sport. So just keep in mind that sports is a great way to build friendships and relationships, but you also don't want to judge people if they have a different view of teamwork and making kind of like a sacrifice for the team or for someone else. I mean, even in baseball lingo, there's something called a sacrifice fly, which means that you hit the ball into the outfield, you're called out, but the person on third makes it home. It's actually called a sacrifice fly. I can think of no equivalent competition in China where somebody makes a personal sacrifice for the better of the team. Again, it's not to judge Chinese culture or to judge Chinese people, it's just to put things into a cultural context. Okay, so again, I don't want to make these too long. As you can see, I just finished working out. I want to, oh, there's one more thing. I can still remember, because I was extremely athletic when I was younger. In fact, I was one of the few Asians who could run faster than, you know, even the black kids who were on the baseball team and stuff like that. I could jump higher. I was really good at sports until an injury derailed my dreams of being a professional athlete. But that aside, I can remember thinking that one of my goals was to be able to beat my 16-year-old son in basketball when he's 16. And that son is now you, and I made that dream or thought 30 years ago. And I don't know if that's gonna happen now, because you're gonna grow up playing sports and you're gonna grow up in an environment that's probably completely different than mine. And I look forward to seeing you in the world and watching you grow and learn. And I hope that you learn something from these podcasts. And I hope other people listening can gain a little insight on awareness and empathy for people of a different culture and some context between China and the United States. All right, thanks. Bye-bye.
Listen and subscribe on Apple Podcasts, SoundCloud, or YouTube.